Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Beef and Bacon Custom Processing LLC was just approved by the State Ag Development Board for a grant of just under $10,000 in state and McLean and Davies County funds to transition the plant to a USDA-inspected facility. Owner Wesley Spurrier on what this will mean for meat producers in the region.
It would allow them to either sell by the piece direct to consumer or to wholesale their products as far as restaurant trade. Some folks will go and market directly through farmers markets. It just allows them a little bit more, or a lot more versatility as far as where their product goes.
Beef and bacon processing started about 2 years ago with help from the Ag Development Board. Spurrier on their current impact on that region and how USDA inspection will impact that.
The majority of our business is probably about an 8-county area, total circumference around us. With the USDA inspected, we're going to cast our net a little bit farther. We're getting a lot of interest down toward the Marion, Kentucky, Eddyville area, Hopkinsville, even into the Clarksville, Tennessee area.
He says they could be processing some USDA inspected product by late next month and really pick up by February. We'll be right back.
I'm that guy, the one who never finished high school, worked for a company that shut down. That guy who felt lost. Then I started free adult education classes. Saw an opportunity. Forget minimum wage. How about maximum wage? And now I'm that guy.
Text MYJOB to 74700 for free Kentucky adult education skills U classes.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
Brought to you by this station and the KBA.
McLean County's beef and bacon processing plant in its first 2 years has been an economic opportunity for local livestock producers. Owner Wesley Spurrier says they also do a lot of deer processing at this time of year, keeping their 8 or so full-timers and a couple of part-timers very busy. He feels the plant upgrade, allowing for USDA inspection, will keep the plant busier throughout the year.
So May, June, July, first part of August was our slow time. We still were doing slaughter, just not to the level that we wanted. A lot of this inspected work, specifically from the producers that are selling direct to consumer at farmers markets, is May, June, July, August, September. So that was kind of filling a void for us. So we're hoping that the number of people that we have to get through our busy months will be the number of people that we keep year-round.
Wesley Spurrier with Beef and Bacon Processing, McLean County. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.